Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries, and we are teaching you how to walk in God's divine kind of love. One of the prerequisites for walking in God's divine health is walking in God's love. So I thought it would be good to try to teach you a few series on how to walk into God's kind of love, since it is very, very difficult to walk there. It's not something that everybody can do. Everybody should do it, but everybody doesn't do it. But it is a very, very good place to walk. You can do it. It will take some really, really effort on your part to walk in this God kind of love. So to start off with today, I'm going to show you what the God kind of love is. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we read these scriptures about the God kind of love, touch our hearts with it, that we might walk in this God kind of love. Now bless your word as we teach it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, the God kind of love is clearly laid out for you, and you can go back and find it and research it and look at it anytime you want to. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And this is the God kind of love. The God kind of love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy. It is not boastful. It is not puffed up. The God kind of love does not ever behave itself unseemly. It seeks not its own. It is not easily provoked, and it thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Now this is the kind of love we're going to be talking about. The God kind of love. And verse 8 there in 1 Corinthians 13 says that the God kind of love never fails. So if you're willing to walk in that God kind of love, you will be able to accomplish everything you want to do in life. Now then, under this new covenant of love, we talked a little bit about the law over in Exodus chapter 20. That was for those people that were spiritually dead. That's what the law was given for. They couldn't keep it either. So the Lord gave us a new covenant. He knew we couldn't keep this thing either. So he said over here in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, and it said, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. So we see clearly there is a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So this ministry is a better ministry. It is a new covenant, and it speaks of better things. Now in Hebrews 8:6 it says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. This is not just a little bitty ministry. This is an excellent ministry that Christ has, that he's given us, that we're all partakers of. But how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Now he's very clear there on this new ministry, this new covenant that we have that's based on better promises. Now, the thing you need to learn right up front is you absolutely cannot live in the Old Testament under the law and be a successful Christian. There is no way you can live under the law and do those things. So, because that covenant was written for spiritually dead people. Now, you were spiritually dead until you got saved. Now, if you really got saved, you're no longer spiritually dead. Now, these people had not been born again. We need to come to the new covenant to see what God is saying to you as a born-again believer. Your spirit has been recreated and made brand new. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. So there is no reason to even try to keep the law. All you have to do is walk in love, and by doing this, you keep the law. Now let's go to some scriptures that confirm this. Now then in Romans 13, 8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. So this is the fulfillment of the law, by truly walking in love with each other. What you do is you absolutely walk in a love relationship with people, And by walking in that love relationship, you do not break the law. You absolutely will fulfill the law by walking in love with each other. Now then, for this you shall not, and if you're walking in this love relationship, if you're walking in this love relationship under this new covenant, here's what in Romans chapter 13, verse 9, he says, for this you shall not commit adultery. Now, so you see, you will never commit adultery as a Christian. You shall not kill. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. So, love, in verse 10, it says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now then, if you continue as a born-again Christian with a recreated human spirit, if you will walk in a love relationship with God, as you walk in that love relationship to all people, you will do none of those things that verse 9 says. You will never find yourself committing adultery. Now, if you're a Christian and you've been guilty of committing adultery, you stepped out of a love walk. You did not fulfill the law of love. And when you did that, you fell from grace and you fell back under the law. And when you fall under the law, let me tell you, that's where the demons of hell have legal right to attack you. And they will most definitely attack you. Because Paul says, if you walk in love, you will not commit adultery. He says, you will not kill. So, if you've been guilty of doing any of these things he said here, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. So as you walk in a love relationship, you absolutely will not break any of the law. You will do no damage to your neighbor, you will not do any to yourself, and you'll walk in a love relationship with God. And therefore, the law is fulfilled in this, that you love one another as you love God and you love one another as yourself. So, we're going to read a couple of scriptures here that prove the law is fulfilled by walking in love. Listen to what Hebrews 8:7 says. If the first covenant had been faultless, there should be no place have been given or sought for the second. So there is a second. For finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Now then, verse 12 says, and I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Boy, that's good news under this new covenant of love. When the Lord made this, now then he says, in verse 13, in that he said, a new covenant he has made, the first old. Now that which decayeth and wax old is ready to vanish away. The Lord has clearly come to give us this new covenant, this covenant of love. And verses 7 and 8 in Hebrews 10, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. So under the law, we had to do all those things. But he says in verse 9, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first covenant, and he may establish the second covenant. So as you see there, this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days. I will put my laws in their heart and in their minds, and I will, in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. This is a wonderful thing to learn, that the Lord has taken away the old covenant under the law, and under this new covenant that he's written, he's only given us one commandment, and that is that we love one another, love our neighbor as ourselves. That is the only thing he told us to do. And in this covenant of love, he sent the Holy Spirit in us to recreate our human spirit, so that our human spirit, which was dead under the law, has been made alive under the new covenant. And now then, as we retrain and feed our human spirit the Word of God and renew that inward man daily with the Word of God, as we do this, that human spirit that's in us will become powerful. It will become led by the Spirit of the living God, by the Word of God, and we will begin to train ourselves to walk in love. And as you walk in love, which is not going to be easy, you're going to have to stay in the Word of God to do this. I can guarantee you it will not be easy. But if you will stay in the Word of God, you will get in here and you will read this and stay with it. You will be able to produce, or you will be able to produce great fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, which one of those is love, joy, and peace, and meekness, and all those others. Those fruits of your spirit, they will grow, they will produce, and they will become great and awesome, powerful things. And as you walk in this love with God, when you walk in this new covenant, over here, he's given us great and awesome promises. He said a while ago in here that it's established upon better promises. Wow. Are these promises better? Let me give you an example right here of what I'm talking about when I say you can walk in this covenant, this new covenant of love, when you grow your fruit, which is love, joy, peace, as you really recreate the inward man with the Word of God and get to where you believe these great and awesome promises, you will realize that God has given you such mighty promises under the new covenant that they didn't have under the old covenant. Now, another thing that we have a great, great privilege of having that the old people didn't have, the people of old, they were servants or slaves. We are children of the Most High God. Under this new covenant, under this new covenant that he made here, when he made it, he made us children. That makes a huge difference. You will do a lot of things for your children that you wouldn't do for a friend or for certain for a slave. But for a child of yours, that takes on a whole new meaning. Now then, you may be a man and you may be in business for yourself. You might be right in the middle of a board meeting. But if you're even in a board meeting, you've got all those people there, and your little granddaughter or your son comes running in and wants to talk to daddy for a minute, you stop the whole board meeting to talk to your son.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.